Very, very proud of our football team. You lose a couple running backs in that first half, and you know, you lose your linebacker, and obviously a few injuries going into the game, and guys that fight the way they did for 60 minutes was a, you know, was a great effort and something I was very proud of. Yeah, I mean, obviously, threw the ball well. You know, we had to make some adjustments, you know, losing both our running backs. I thought Peyton Hills came in and did a heck of a job, especially in that fourth and one, running a play against a defense that normally we would have called a timeout with. After the timeout, obviously, we couldn't call another one and had some great effort in there. But had to make plays there in the second half, and, you know, Jay did a great job leading us in the second half, and I don't know how many drives we had. What did we have, four drives? Whatever it was, you know, he was very consistent and made some big plays when we had to. I thought it was a great team effort.
What about any World's game at 92 yards?
Well, it was a checkoff, you know, at the line of scrimmage. And we were running the ball to the weak side. We didn't have a lot in our running game with, obviously, Payne being in there. And Jay saw a coverage and had a good checkoff. Eddie sold it. A little bit underthrown. I thought he did a great job adjusting to the ball and then obviously getting away from the defender to take it to distance. Yeah, I think so. I think so right now. You know, unfortunately, got hurt when Nate was a second degree MCL. We didn't know that. I don't know exactly the extent of terrain, but Steve said it didn't look good. Keep our fingers crossed and maybe it is, and Selvin Young was just that groin, he just couldn't go. Well, you know, you have both teams have about a day preparation, so, you know, you're not going to prepare a whole lot anyhow. You just try to do as good a job as you can with a day and a half. But I thought Brady did a great job. I thought he was very poised. He made a bunch of big plays out of the pocket, well, he was in the pocket for his first game. I thought probably as good as you could play. Yeah, we would have called a timeout. It was just some great second effort where he broke a tackle and got the yard. You know, try to put him in a better play because he shouldn't have got the yard. But with his size and power, he's able to persevere and get the first down. Yeah, you know, we've talked about it every week. Can't beat yourself. And, you know, we turned that ball over early. And fortunately, we didn't make any other mistakes. And that's what you got to do. You can't beat yourself. And we got a lot of young players. We had four rookies start today. And anytime you have four rookies start, sometimes there are some mistakes. But, you know, overall, I was pleased with the effort. Not about an offense. Well, what we're going to do is get a quarterback sneak or just, you know, trying to get, and we went a little wide, couldn't communicate to get underneath the center at that time because it went out, you know, went off. And so we were going to get a quarterback sneak, you know, a couple yards so we could kick a field goal with 2 or 3 seconds left. I didn't want to kick it with 12 seconds left. I just felt like they had a timeout. We miss it. You know, they could kick a field goal or get a big play. So obviously it didn't turn out the way we wanted it, but that was the intent.
You think this could mean something to you moving forward?
Well, the second half of the season, we'll see. You know, it was a great win. You know, like I said, you know, to make adjustments like the defense did and the offense did, you know, the players, how they adjusted, I was really pleased. So it's a start. Anytime you went on the road, especially this time of year, you know, you feel very good. And, you know, with five starters out on defense and, you know, you feel like, you know, we made some plays.
Are you concerned anybody down 13 with the injuries you had that you'd be able to muster
that? Well, I was hoping that Peyton could do some of the things that he did. You know, we weren't sure. No practice at the tailback position. Two guys go down, and I thought Peyton did a fine job of making some plays, both in the running game and pass protection, and did what we needed to do. You know, so a young guy coming in like that without any repetition at that position doesn't happen very often. No. You know, we talked about this possibility happening because Selvin went in with a slightly sore groin. And So we had a little package for it, and we ran it on that last drive and a little bit in that third and fourth quarter. Well, you know, it shows guys fighting for 60 minutes, you know, guys not getting down, knowing that we could do it, and didn't lose our composure, and I thought it really said a lot about the character of our football team and some of the young guys we do have.